The lieutenant had guessed right. Now all we had to do was get aboard. Some of the young men broke for the parade ground. The lieutenant's curses did not slow them. Neither did Elmo's snarls and threats. The lieutenant yelled for the rest of us to follow. Goblin and One Eye loosed something nasty. For a moment I thought it was some cruel conjured demon. It looked vile enough. And it did stall the Imperials, but like much of their magic, it was illusion, not substance. The enemy soon caught on. But we had us a head start. The men reached the parade before the Imperials recollected themselves. They roared, certain they had us. I reached the Windwhale as it touched down. Silent snagged my arm as I started to scramble aboard. He indicated the documents we had scrounged. "Oh, damn! There isn't time!" Men scrambled past me during my moment of indecision. Then I tossed sword and bow topside and began pitching bundles up to Silent, who got somebody to relay them to the top. A gang of Imperials charged toward us. I started for an abandoned sword, saw I could not reach it in time, thought, "Oh, shit, not now, not here." Tracker stepped between me and them. His blade was like something out of legend. He killed 3 men in the blink of an eye, wounded another 2 before the Imperials decided they faced someone preternatural. He took the offensive, though still outnumbered. Never have I seen a sword used with such skill, style, economy, and grace. It was a part of him, an extension of his will. Nothing could stand before it. For that moment I could believe old tales about magic swords. Silent kicked me in the back, signed at me, "Quit gawking and get moving." I tossed up the last 2 bundles, began scaling the monster. The men Tracker faced received reinforcements. He retreated. From up top someone sped arrows down, but I did not think he would make it. I kicked at a man who had gotten behind him. Another took his place, leapt at me. Toad Killer Dog came out of nowhere. He locked his jaws in my assailant's throat. The man gurgled, responded as he might have if bitten by a krait. He lasted only a second. Toad Killer Dog dropped away. I climbed a few feet, still trying to guard Tracker's back. He reached up. I caught his hand and heaved. There were awful shouts and screams among the Imperials. It was too dark to see why. I figured One Eye, Goblin, and Silent were earning their keep. Tracker flung up past me, took a firm hold, helped me. I climbed a few feet, looked down. The ground was 15 feet below. The Windwhale was going up fast. The Imperials stood around, gawking. I fought my way to the top. I looked down again as someone dragged me to safety. The fires in Rust were beneath us, several 100 feet below. We were going up fast. No wonder my hands were cold. Chills were not the reason I lay down shaking, though. After it passed, I asked, "Anybody hurt? Where's my medical kit?" Where, I wondered, were the Taken? How had we gotten through the day without a visit from our beloved enemy, the Limper? Going home, I noticed more than I did coming north. I felt the life beneath me, the grumble and hum within the monster. I noted pre-adolescent mantas peeping from nesting places among the appendages which forested parts of the whale's